The President of the United States flies in Air Force One, and to some extent, they can customize the ride to their preferences. That was the case for one president who had an unusual request when he began flying this version of the president's plane. We'll take a look for ourselves on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Pima Air and Space Museum in Tucson houses an impressive collection of all types of planes. They've collected several aircraft from the VIP fleet at Andrews Air Force Base, including an Air Force One.
It's an old 1950s VC-118, a militarized version of a DC-6. And it was principally used by President Johnson and on a few occasions by President Kennedy.
Scott Marchand says you can see that plane and some unique features requested by President Johnson.
Johnson was very fond of the airplane and actually had the presidential cabin in ours modified somewhat to suit his needs. And principally, they were his control freak needs. So he had a duplicate set of flight instruments installed in the cabin so he could monitor what the pilots were doing and call up suggestions on how they might better get performance out of their engines.
The Pima Air and Space Museum has only one Air Force One, but many presidential aircraft.
We have the first presidential helicopter. It's a H-34 Choctaw, and Eisenhower was the first president to recognize the utility of helicopters operating off the South Lawn of the White House. So we have that helicopter that they flew there.
And still other planes here didn't transport the president, but had connections to their family.
We have a Lockheed Jetstar, a VC-140B that was widely used in the Nixon and Ford administrations. We haven't been able to confirm through aircraft records that any of the presidents were ever on it, but we do know that Nixon's daughters frequently took the airplane to Europe for shopping trips.
They're just a part of the impressive presidential fleet housed in this desert museum. Traveling the countryside in Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.